Well, the headlines read, radical Muslims target 14 Christians for death in the traditionally safe city of Mosul, Iraq, prompting more than 1,300 Christian families to leave the area. We had a story this morning. Officials say gunmen firing grenades and rockets kidnapped two screaming Italian Catholic nuns from their home in rural Kenya yesterday, then took them across the border into lawless Somalia. A local aid worker said six gunmen hurled a hand grenade and fired a rocket at Kenyan police just after dawn prayers before seizing the nuns and driving toward the border in three stolen vehicles. The Catholic Information Service says Maria Teresa Olivero and Caterina Girardo, both in their 60s, have been working in Kenya for decades and were among the few non-Muslims in town. They ran a small dispensary and offered medical and nutritional care to malnourished children. The Catholic Church has been the target of several attacks in Somalia, which was once colonized by Italy. In 2005, insurgents dug up remains in an Italian cemetery and threw them into the sea. The following year, an Italian nun working in a hospital in the capital was shot dead. Earlier this year, residents of one town began destroying an abandoned Catholic church after the town was taken by Islamic extremists. Martyred Christians at an all-time high, so says Christian Freedom International. And our guest today, Jim Jacobson. Jim, good morning and welcome back to AM 850 KFUO.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
The headlines just keep getting worse, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. You know, this is a pretty dicey time for somebody to be overseas. It's a high-risk job, and, you know, a lot of organizations and missionary sending outfits really are struggling on how to keep their people safe in the field. And, you know, we did a count in the past 12 months, some 80-some aid workers. Many of these people belonging to Christian-based organizations have been killed overseas. Most of these assaults are happening in Muslim nations, but it's a big and growing problem for sure.
Now, you've actually posted a persecution alert on the Christian Freedom International website, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and we're really trying to get the word out there that. You know, if people are considering going on a missions trip, you just have to count the cost. You really have to know ahead of time where you're going, and just be very, very careful, because there is a growing business out there, if you will call it, you know, that, where people are getting abducted at an alarming rate, and a lot of these abductions are done for money, but. In other cases, it's because there's a religious motivation to assault Christians or perceived Christians. And so there's a growing hatred that's out there. And a few weeks ago, there was a young British girl that was killed in Afghanistan because she was a Christian. She worked for a Christian charity that helped disabled children there in Afghanistan. But she was targeted because of her affiliation with Christianity. And that again, it's pointing to the growing risk of belonging to a Christian organization around the world.
Why so much hate, Jim?
That's a really good question. You know, here's a young lady that was just helping a disabled kid. I was recently in Orissa, India, and I was in the village where a few years ago Graham Stewart Staines and his two young sons were burned alive in their Jeep. And he was in Orissa because he was there to help people with leprosy, yet he was killed because of his work, his Christian faith. And it doesn't make any sense on an intellectual front. You just have to go back to the words of the founder of our faith. He said, if they persecute me, they will persecute you. And so I guess that really is a condition of Christianity. It goes right back to the origin of the faith.
We're talking with Jim Jacobson. You are executive director of...
Yes, I am.
...of CFI?
Yes, I'm the founder of the organization.
Christian Freedom International. And we were going to talk with you last week, and you were under the weather. Have you recovered?
I have a little bit. I'm still not 100%, but, I have... And I appreciate you asking me that. Where I'm located right now in northern Michigan, we have snow on the ground, and a lot of people have colds right now.
Well, speculate, if you will. Now, I know that you were a policy analyst in the Reagan White House, did some work for George Herbert Walker Bush. But what's the perception of this new president-elect when you go abroad? Do you think that that might